Q Radio.
The Sporting Weekender with Tommy French Bookmakers. Your best bet for all your online booking needs. Bet now at TommyFrench.com. Please bet responsibly.
Welcome back to our second half of Sporting Weekender. Garth McCullough, Paddy Lundy and Steve Malone join me. Gentlemen, we're going to go straight in and talk about Newry City. Gareth, Premier Intermediate League, big, big game against Limavady.
Yeah, it's undoubtedly Newry's biggest game of the season at this point, especially after losing 1-0 at home to Donegal Celtic last week. So they're now level with DC. They're now 11 points behind Limavady, but they do have a game in hand. They still have to play Limavady twice. Saturday, tomorrow being the first game of those two. They really have to win. There's no other option about it. If they want to, there's very, very faint hopes to win the title, but if they want to finish second, they have to win it, full stop.
Former Newry City man, Paddy, you'll be wanting them to win, but it's a tough ask now, isn't it?
It is. I mean, last week, by all accounts, it was a game of chances and they didn't take them, and they missed a penalty as well, unfortunately. Confidence is such an important aspect of football, and if they're going to get a bright start against Limavady, they're going to have to score the first goal, I think, you know? And if they do that, I think they've every chance of doing well, but they must get off to a good start.
Stephen?
I think you just actually have to look at how far Newry have come. You know, to be in the position that they're in shows tremendous work that's going on at the club, and I think the what it took in at the start of the season, if they say that this is where they'd be happy enough. And it's still in their own hands for a playoff position. That's what they have to aim for.
A great day last week for journalists. Warren Point winning the championship. And you guys, well, in particular, Stevie and Gareth, were down watching this game. And I'm sure it was exciting.
Yeah, I mean, to win it in the style they won it, they were 2-0 down after 25 minutes and they were 2-2 at half time. The goals were fantastic goals. They fully deserved it. It was a nice way to round off, although 4 games left, nice way to round off the title and win it eventually. And the celebrations, even though they knew it was coming for quite a few weeks, the celebrations were definitely, you know, they justified how well they've done this season. It was a fantastic achievement for Warren Point.
Saving the pecking order, they'll be looking for next season now to make sure that they're in with a shout for a game next season. So it'll be keeping it to the metal, as it were, over the next 4 or 5 games, whatever they have left.
Manager Matthew Tipton has stated instead clearly that he'll not be taking his foot off the pedal, that he wants to go with these remaining games unbeaten. And of course, players are playing for their positions. Who's going to stay there? Who's going to come in? We'll have to wait and see.
Paddy?
It's a very important couple of months coming up for Warren Point. Congratulations, first of all, because they've done extremely well. But over the course of the next couple of months, it's going to be very interesting to see who comes into that football club, because it's one thing going up to the Premier League. Staying there and being comfortable in that company, because it is a step up in standard, is another thing. So the signed striker Darren Murray and the goalkeeper Alan Blaney, and they're going to have to get more experience than that.
Now let's look at the Carnban League very quick. And Stevie, there are no league matches this weekend.
No, we just really have the AOH Cup, and it's really at the start of the competition. It's really a lottery, so I think you have to go through another few weeks before you find out who's going to be movers and shakers in that one.
Gareth, Premiership, again, a summary of the Premiership, I suppose.
Yeah, there's probably nothing again, nothing really outstanding, but it's probably the big factor is Spurs are playing the early kickoff at home to Watford, 12:30. They have a chance to close the gap to 4 points, and Chelsea play at 5:30 on Saturday. So that's probably the big thing for them. It could be a psychological thing where, you know, maybe a tricky test for Chelsea out of Bournemouth.
Just one thing I want to touch on. Jose Mourinho's criticism of Luke Shaw, it's all over the papers at the minute. It's incredible, a manager coming out at this stage of the season and criticising a player that he's only 21. He's come back from a serious leg injury, cost the club $27 million. He's only played 3 games since last November. But Mourinho stated that he doesn't have a football brain. It's one thing to criticise your players in public, but to say that, I think it's humiliating.
And you're looking at it from a footballer's point of view.
Yeah, I mean, if you know, we've all taken criticism. You know,
we all get critique in our job, no matter what you're doing. I'm sure there's someone there has a view.
Yes, but saying that you don't have a football brain, I mean, that is humiliating for Luke Shaw. I can only see one thing happening in here, and I think Luke Shaw's on his way out of Old Trafford.
I don't understand it. Shaw, yes, might have had his physical problems with his injury, and maybe he's carried a bit of weight in the past. To turn out and publicly humiliate a player, as Paddy says, I think it's, I mean, I'm a fan, I think it's nothing short of disgraceful what Mourinho was doing with his player. Phil Neville, obviously a player who played under Alex Ferguson for quite a while, said that Fergie would have done the same, but Fergie would have done it in private. He would have, anybody that has watched interviews with Alex Ferguson, he would have defended his players to the hilt, sometimes to a fault, but he would have defended his players. To publicly humiliate a player, and humiliate is the right word, I think it's nothing short of disgraceful.
Stephen?
Yeah, I think I'd agree with Gareth. It's just saying it's unacceptable with Mourinho, but I'm not surprised, because his whole demeanour, really, since he's been there, the whole season, he looks like someone who doesn't want to be there. It looks like someone who's took the job under false pretences and is disappointed the way it's transpired.
Paddy, he's had an injury, and a serious injury, and he's come back from that.
Yeah, so the lad does have the character. Mourinho in his press conference did mention the tongue-in-cheek, I think, that he had a fantastic physique. If you look at Luke Shaw, the first thing that wouldn't strike you is his physique. He's small and stocky, and as Gareth said, he did carry a bit of weight in the last couple of years and was criticised publicly as well. One thing in Mourinho's favour, the one thing he sees is this guy in training every day. He sees him. But if you look at the bigger picture, I think Mourinho is desperate. He's, you know, look at his demeanour, as Stephen said, on the pitch, on the side of the pitch. I don't think he knows what to do at the minute, because the club, basically, they're not good enough at the minute, you know, and I think results reflect that, you know. Gotten to the stage now where, you know, United fans in the past would say, we want to win and we want to win in style. It's gotten to the stage now where it's all about winning.
Yeah.
And no matter how you win, doesn't matter 1-0, 4-0.
Well, let's win in style. Let's talk about horses now and the Grand National. Any tips, lads?
Don't gamble responsibly. Gamble responsibly.
Have you picked a horse?
I haven't, no, but if I'll pick one now if you want.
We're going to pick one. Are you going to pick one, Gary?
I'll pick one with four legs, Steven? A tail and two eyes.
Yes.
And a jockey.
Okay, let me get the...
I'm going for Wounded Warrior.
Why are you going for Wounded Warrior?
Well, it's 50-1. It's a long shot. And it probably, yeah, describes me perfectly. Thank you for that, Kevin.
But Stevie, taking a look at it.
I think I'll have to go for a Dropout Joe. Seeing that he's wearing the decent colours anyway, so
he's wearing the Armagh colours. That's what it is, isn't it?
Sure, not the worst colours.
All behind it. Now wait for it, gentlemen. Wait, Gareth McCullough.
I'm going for Sapphire Derue.
Oh, very swanky indeed.
Yeah.
What does that mean, Gareth?
Not a clue. Not a notion. Yeah, I've absolutely no idea. I like the name of it.
Yeah, you like the colours that you're wearing as well. It's brand new colours are there.
20-1, and I'll let somebody else put a favour on.
Well, we see, it's potluck. John, you have your horse already picked.
I have, Kevin. I haven't had much joy with the Grand National down through the recent couple of years. Well, I'm going to go with Keep It Local, Kevin, Carningford Lock. I like the look of that horse, and it's run well in recent weeks. So I'm going to go with Carningford Lock there, maybe for an Eastway bet.
I'm going to go for one for Arthur, after big Arthur McConville. There in Hilltown, so I'm going to go with one for Arthur. He's a good steer, and he can stay to the end, so he'll be in with a shout in each way.
I'm going to go for whatever I pick out here. Close my eyes and just go for it. And I'm going for Perfect Candidate.
You're a perfect candidate.
Perfect Candidate is right. What do you think, John?
I think that horse is in a good chance, Kevin.
Is it?
Yeah.
Got a good one there. Yeah. Well, there you go. Let's see who wins. And for the golf, McIlroy in tow.
McIlroy, the weather, I don't think it's going to suit him this weekend, Kevin. He's obviously one of the favourites, but I'm going to go with Lee Westwood. He wasn't far away last year, and I've backed him this year, so.
Benny?
Yeah, again, a brilliant start to the year for the Masters, but I think McIlroy's in a real good shout here. He's shown decent form going in, so I'm going to go with McIlroy to win it.
That's the Grand National tomorrow, and Sporting Weekend are back with us next week at the usual time after 12 here on Q Radio. Gentlemen, thank you.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, Kevin.
Q Radio. The Sporting Weekender with Tommy French Bookmakers. Your best bet for all your online booking needs. Bet now at TommyFrench.com. Please bet responsibly.